this is somewhat directed at the women, but the guys fall prey to this too. Women more likely, because they still are the spear, the lead in the home front, raising the kids. Now, a lot of you ladies are trying to do a heroic job of raising good, godly, moral kids. I understand that. As a result, you got a lot of pressure on yourself. Because you want to be a good model, you want to be patient, you want to be loving, kind, tolerant, trustworthy, loyal, true blue, you know, all the stuff the scouts do. And if you go to confession, routinely, week after month after year, you say, I've been frustrated with my children. Say things I shouldn't say. I need to have more patience. I need to be more understanding. I can't believe sometimes what comes out of my mouth. These are gifts from God. I know this. And you feel pretty bad. Because prior to children, you might have thought you were a saint. You might have thought you were just one holy walk in the face of the earth woman. And then, Sybil, Chucky, Damien, and Cujo are your kids. Got a question for you. Where else in your life, in your circle of adult friends or family, colleagues at work, would you be the target of so much snottiness, uncooperation, immaturity, demandingness, repetitive 10, 20, 30, 40 times a day misconduct? In other words, where in your life do you come in contact with so many adults that act like your children? And if they did, you wouldn't be around them all that much. It'd take about 3 days worth of this. And then you'd say, well, I think it's time we just kind of put some distance in this relationship, if it's at all possible. Now, some of you are thinking, that's my spouse. Hey, be careful. Spouse could be thinking that about you, too. My point is this. By their very nature, especially the younger ones, your children are the most difficult people to live with. And I'm not saying this to be negative. This is a reality. Come on, how many adults in your life throw fits? All right, some do. But not repetitive. How many adults in your life can get so snotty with you like your 14-year-old daughter does? How many adults in your life are so kind of ungrateful, especially given the level of sacrifice that you display for them? How many adults in your life just ignore you, blow you off, don't do what you ask? In other words, raising a child is a socialization process. It's a moralization process. And they resist. And it takes years and years to teach them. And in the meantime, they do a boatload of frustrating things day in and day out. At some level, it amazes me how patient and tolerant you are. Yes, I know you're thinking, but Dr. Roy, Dr. Ron, whatever your name is, my children bring out the worst in me. I never thought I'd say this kind of stuff to people, much less my own kids. And hey, Dr. Ray, if I talked to adults in my life the way I sometimes talk to my kids, I wouldn't have any friends and family left. I understand that. And I'm not making excuses for you. And I'm not saying it's good. What I'm saying is it's more understandable than you might think. Because by the very nature of the kid-adult relationship, it's lopsided. This is not a young 6-year-old adult. This is not an adult in a 6-year-old body. This is an immature human being who can be very, very difficult. A lot. For years. not because they're not a blessing from God, not because they're unrewarding, not because they're vicious and trying to make your life miserable, simply because they are who they are. Kids. That's them. That is they. Sorry to you homeschooling mothers who know your grammar and your gramper. So therefore, you have to at least understand the reality of your role. Part of your frustration is that you want it to be different. Why can't they just cooperate? Why can't they listen? Why do they have to keep doing that? Why do they act like that? Well, the simplest answer is they are who they are. Kids. And therefore, they're going to do this. And if you understand that it is coming, that day in and day out, you're going to be called to deal with it, to discipline it, to structure it, to hold them accountable. You're going to have to do that. And there's no end in sight, really, till they move out. But then they always come back. They can't live cheaper anywhere else. If you understand that, you won't be quite as frustrated. You'll recognize it. Now, of course, you may say, I don't mind it, Dr. Ray. I can live with that. I realize what 6, 8, 10, 12, 15-year-olds are like. My husband is another story.